As any Boisean can tell you, HP has a long history in Idaho. This is the home of the HP LaserJet, an iconic printer, as printers go. By its own estimates, HP employs as many as 4,000 people in the state. But lately, the company's news hasn't been good.
A grim outlook for HP sends shares down 13% yesterday.
That was a CNBC announcer earlier this month. HP CEO Meg Whitman had just cut earnings expectations, and the company's stock price had taken a dive. In September, the company announced it would cut 29,000 jobs over the next 2 years. So what does an eight-year, $180 million deal mean for a company like HP, a company that lost nearly $9 billion last quarter? Here's Von Hansen, an HP vice president and general manager based in Boise.
HP is the largest IT company in the world, but, you know, we sell to everyone, consumers, small businesses, large businesses, state and local governments all over the world. So it's, you know, this is a very nice business for Hewlett Packard.
In other words, these deals add up. $180 million isn't going to make or break a company as big as HP, but this is how HP makes money, by selling here and there and everywhere. And that includes school systems. HP has secured contracts with individual school districts in Washington, Kentucky, and North Carolina, but providing laptops for every public high school student in a state? That's a little more complicated. Howard Pittler is a senior director with McCrell, an education consulting company based in Denver.
The push is everywhere.
The push he's talking about is the push for what education technology folks call one-to-one computing. That is, a one-to-one student-to-laptop ratio in schools. That makes schools a big market. Pittler says there's good reason for a company like HP to get contracts and show success.
What schools are going to be looking for is, we know we don't have this capability. Can HP come in and not only sell us the equipment, but then support that equipment and provide us sufficient guidance to help it move forward?
HP and the state of Idaho are touting the contract as one that's good for local industry and Idaho students. But it's not clear how many jobs the agreement will support. That's not information HP likes to give out. What's more, the contract isn't a done deal. Idahoans will vote yes or no on the three students come first laws on November 6th. For State Impact Idaho, I'm Molly Messick.